In the budget, the Chancellor announced something that, one of those things actually, that sounds rather technical, but which could in fact be important. He said he wanted to change the way parts of public spending are managed. Now, at the moment, government spending is divided into two. Half of it is budgeted, it's set out in advance, the totals are carefully controlled, that applies to health, education and defence. The other half, though, is not controlled in the same way. The government just pays the money out when the bills come in, so it doesn't know at the beginning of the year quite how much those bills will be. The debt interest, for example, is counted that way, and social security is in that half too. But George Osborne suggested he wants a cap on that uncontrolled part. And one think tank has been pondering on the implications. Ian Mulhern is director of the Social Market Foundation, and they've been writing up their thoughts. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning.
Just start at the moment on the current system. Why would you have this distinction between controlled and uncontrolled spending?
Well, it's not entirely clear, right to say that the other half of spending is uncontrolled, but it's less controlled because it's driven by the number of people who become unemployed in a given year, for example, and you can't entirely control that. So you need to leave some sort of room for flexibility in that part of the budget.
Okay, so the Chancellor wants to basically put a cap on that so-called uncontrolled part, yeah, and to control it. What is the implication of doing that?
This part of the budget is made up, as you said, of debt interest and social security payments. He can't really cap debt interest because you've got to pay
it. It is what it is. Yeah, exactly. You pay what you owe.
So really, this is about a cap on welfare benefits. The government's right that in recent years, welfare benefits have grown substantially, $30 billion higher spending per year over the last 4 years to 2012. And it is indeed set to go on rising further in the years ahead. So we had a look at what the drivers of that are. And what you find is that while both working age benefits and pensioner benefits were responsible for the recent rise, in the future, working age benefits are set to fall, both because the government's made cuts, but also because the economy is improving and most of these benefits fall when people get back to work. And they're set to fall even further in the future.
Right. With a bit of luck, at least, on the if everything goes to plan.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah. Some growth happens.
Yeah. So, effectively, what is the if the working age bill comes down as assumed? What is the effect? Why would a cap then on that segment of the budget? Why would it make much difference? Why does it worry you?
Well, any effective cap, any cap that limited spending in any way, would then effectively mean that because pensioner benefits are going on rising because of an ageing population and greater longevity, that would mean more cuts would have to be made to an already falling working age.
Depends on what the cap is, though, doesn't it? I mean, if you set a high cap, it would obviously not have the same effect.
It does, but if you set a high cap, then you've effectively not set a cap at all. So any cap that's we're saying that's effective, i.e. that in some way restricts spending, which is presumably the purpose of a cap, would have this effect of forcing cuts from one area of the benefit system to an entirely unrelated area, and that it's not quite clear what the rationale for that would be.
But how would a cap work? I mean, if a benefit claimant comes along who you hadn't expected to come along and says, I need benefits, it's not one in, one out, is it? You're going to have to give them benefits.
Yes, I think that's right. So in the very short term, from year to year, you're probably going to have to, you set your rates and you're going to have to live within them and give people the benefits. I think it's in subsequent years, right, would you force a mechanistic cut?
So you say last year more people claimed than we thought, so this year we better have lower rates for everybody who's getting the benefits,
exactly,
in order to fit the cap.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound quite an important change, and we didn't really get around to talking about it after the budget. Ian Mulhern, you've corrected that for us now. Thank you.
Thank you.